Robinson. Good tackle. Still the kick got away for a goal. That is enormous.
And I'm guessing there Tomo is Scott Thompson, and he joined us now. Scotty, congratulations for the upcoming week this week. 300 games. Well done, mate.
Yeah, thanks, fellas. How you going?
Yeah, we are very well. It is, first of all, before we talk too much about next week's game, just want to touch on what happened on the weekend in terms of another good win, seventh in a row. You must be really pleased with the consistency of the side.
It certainly is. It's really pleasing at the moment. And as a team, to be able to string seven wins and seven reasonably solid performances together is a really good result. And back-to-back wins on the MCG for a number of guys that haven't played too much footy there is really pleasing as a group.
Mm. And it continues this run you've had with injury in terms of you've been able to keep the least amount of players or use the least amount of players for any year, 27 it is, and another clean sheet on the weekend. Boy, that makes a big difference in terms of being able to weekly improve.
Oh, it certainly does. We've got a really healthy list at the moment. Credit to our fitness and coaching staff with the way they've managed the group throughout the summer and throughout just over the first half of the season. It puts us in a great position list-wise with what we can do going forward. And with that, our SNFL boys are in some pretty good nick at the moment too. So competition for spots is certainly healthy, but we're getting really even contribution right across the field, probably at both levels now. So it's a really good position for the club to be sitting in at the moment.
Tomo, we'll get to the 300 games a bit more later in the interview, but congratulations, fantastic. You've been an absolute professional and just enormous, gotten better as you've gone on. The last month, I've had a look at your tackling numbers. You're like a tackling machine, you and Rory. You're pressuring at the opposition. Is that something you've absolutely worked on in the last month or you've had to focus on?
Look, we always like to have a focus on our tackling as a whole list. I don't know what the numbers and how they stack up over the past month, but certainly as a midfield group, it's always a focus for us going into every game.
Mm.
And, you know, as a group, we pride ourselves on the contest, and with that comes tackling numbers and tackle pressure. So, it's tracking along all right for us as a group at the moment. Hopefully, going forward, that'll continue.
Well, it's interesting because you were ranked in the bottom two or three for tackling, just under 60 tackles a week. The last 4 weeks, you've averaged 87. So I'm not sure whether it's the teams are trying to put you under more pressure and there's a bit more intensity around the ball. Maybe it's the wet, slippery conditions might be impacting. But, boys, you picked it up in the last month.
Yeah, I mean, and to be a good side, you need tackling's not everything, but it certainly helps with us winning the ball and getting it going our way. Sorry, mate, I missed the first part of what you said then. I just jumped in the car and lost you for a couple of seconds.
No, I was just saying, you were ranked 16 or 17 for tackles, just under 60 per game. You're now averaging 87 in your last 4 weeks.
Yeah, I guess. And as I said, it's always a focus, but it's probably ramped up a little bit over the last month or so. And the numbers are certainly heading in the right direction. And, you know, we certainly want to be a good tackling team. I don't know what's changed over that month period, whether it's just our efficiency with the tackle and being able to stick more tackles and having a stronger focus on the technique and intent with the tackle.
Cunt was certainly at you guys early, and it forced a lot of what we were calling overuse of Hamble. I don't know what your term is internally with that, Tomo. When sides seem to do that this year, you do tend to try to Hamble to get out of trouble. Is there a way you can work that differently or try and get it out of congestion better than trying to chain it out so perfectly with hands?
I certainly agree with you from the weekend's game, especially throughout that second quarter. I thought we, as a group, we overused the ball a bit too much by hand and often run ourselves into a bit more trouble. Carlton's pressure was at times really good, and with that weather in the end, it was just perceived pressure and, you know, end up going forward and turning the ball over a couple of times. But, you know, the scoreboard in that second quarter, still was heavily favoured in our advantage, 6-3, I think it was, throughout that second quarter. But as a group, we knew we still had a lot of upside with the way we were playing on the particular day. And I thought the second half, the way we played, was a lot more like us. And the rain probably helped to a certain extent. We actually got the ball going by foot a lot more, and we were able to get the ball deep into our forward line and set up from there.
In terms of a bloke like Rory Sloan, his last month has been absolutely staggering in terms of what he's been able to do. Did you think that he had the elevation in his game from last year to this year? I thought he was going close to maximum last year, but he's taken it to a new level this year.
He's playing some outstanding footy at the moment, and Internally, we always knew what Sloane was capable of producing. He's been an extremely consistent player for a period of time now, and he has taken it to another level this year. And as a group, as I've already said, we knew what he was capable of, and the fact that he's doing consistently every week at that level now is, I mean, one, it's fantastic for the group, but even for his own performance, he's high up in the leadership group and held with really high regard within the club. So with that, he drags others along with him, and we're seeing that with, you know, Sloane spends most of his minutes through the midfield, and he drags blokes along, like some of the younger Crouch boys and Jared Lyons and those guys that have rolled through there, Rory Atkins. He's been really positive for their development as well.
Is that a bit of an offshoot from Patrick Dangerfield leaving, I guess? Everyone has to elevate themselves a little bit. Has that been one of the pluses, I guess, if there is to be one from Patrick leaving?
Oh, look, there was always going to be a lot of hype around that, and we've seen some of his performances with Geelong this year. But the really pleasing aspect from our team, and you know, he obviously played through the midfield while he was at our club as well, we're getting even contribution and weighted numbers through that area. And the really pleasing thing is we're not relying on one bloke. Although you touch on some of Sloane's form, we're not relying on him to do it every week, because we're getting the likes of these younger guys, the Crouch boys, the Atkins, Jared Lyons, who are starting to play more and more footy together. We're seeing what they can contribute to the side, and the even contribution is what's going to take us to the next level, not relying on one particular player.
That's been the beautiful thing. I think most games we say all played well, flags gone up the flagpole. Are you still allowing opposition maybe too much look of the ball or footy inside 50? It was interesting, DMAC had a presser today and he said there's still heaps of improvement in that area in the team. Your thoughts?
Oh, there's certainly a lot of upside with the direction we're heading in. Carlton, yeah, at times we probably allowed them too many inside 50s, especially early. But on touching on that, the last month, with the way our team defence has been working, it's been really positive. You know, we've early in the season, there was a lot made of how many inside 50s we were leaking to opposition sides, but in the last 4 to 6 weeks, we've really, you know, closed those numbers down drastically. And, you know, Carlton may have gone inside a few more times than we like, but a 10-goal win's a 10-goal win, and, you know, there's always improvement, boys.
Don Pike, measured, professional, understated, calm. I've dubbed him easy listening, is what we see. What are the other words that you see in-house? Because to come in under the circumstance, we don't need to go over that, Tomo, to build on what he's built on, the spirit that you guys are playing in, the respect that he has shown. For mine, just not getting enough recognition, himself and that coaching panel, Tomo.
Oh, I think it's been well documented how much the players have warmed to him since he's walked through the doors at the footy club, and the way he carries himself. And that's, I mean, you probably don't see the full personality come out in the media, but the way he handles the group, he's so calm, really clear with his messaging, very measured with everything he says, and that's what, it rubs off on the players, and you're probably seeing that come out in the performance now. There's no need for him to rant and rave or get frustrated as much as times as you're not going to control it for a full four quarters, but his messaging, he's so clear, the players know exactly what's expected of them.
So a consistent message, a consistent team. There's no, the Don Pike dance, did we see it on the weekend again?
No, that one didn't come out on the weekend, but he's full of
he's been great.
Tricks. Donnie, he's been fantastic.
Yeah. Let's shift the focus to you, mate. 300 games. Can you believe it? Because you're only the 75th player, or you become the 75th player in the history of AFL to reach that target. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I guess it's a fair bit of footy, isn't it?
That's a lot.
16 years in the AFL system now is a reasonable amount of time. And it sneaks up on you, I guess. It's not something you think about too much, especially not on a daily basis. But someone gave me that stat the other day that I'd only be the 75th player in, VFL, AFL history to reach that milestone. So it's certainly something when I do finish up, whenever that may be, something I'll be certainly proud of. And when I look back on my career, certainly be proud of what I've achieved throughout.
Your consistency and your professionalism, you've gotten better as the years have gone on. Does the game suit you now, Tomo, or you've had to adapt to it?
Oh, I've certainly had to change, I guess, over the years evolve with the way the game has. But I think this year, with the limited rotations where it's gone down to 90 now, that's certainly helped me. Obviously, I'm not gaining any speed in my legs. So when the sting goes out of the game now with with the lower rotations, I guess I'm suited to that style of play. Yeah, but you've always got to adapt and change to differences in the game as the years go on.
And I think it's now becoming more common for players to play longer on in their careers, I think, with Boomer Harvey and Mitchell and Hodge and Burgoyne. So there's no real reason, I guess, why you can't continue on if your body continues to stand up.
Yeah, well, that's right. And, you know, it's only, what are we now, coming to round 17, I think it is.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'm feeling quite good at the moment. The team's playing some good footy. I feel like I'm still contributing the way I need to. So going forward, yeah, we'll wait and see how that unfolds in the back half of the year.
Tomo, how many losing prelims have you played with the Crows?
Too many.
You're about time you bloody won many. One, Tomo. We want another chapter out of you.
Mate, tell me about it. Yeah, three losing prelims.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not ideal, is it?
But,
you know, we've positioned ourselves quite well now. There's still obviously a fair bit of footy to be played before we even get the finals, but all heading in the right direction at the moment, and certainly a lot of belief within the group. And, you know, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, 300 games this week is special. Next week, you'll play your 272nd game for the Crows. You'll be the seventh on the all-time Crows list, equal with... How's that, Tomo? You and the big zippity-doo.
Oh, brilliant.
So two big weeks in a row.
Tomo?
What's that, mate?
But who's counting?
Exactly. Well, you must be.
Yeah, I am. I'm flat as a bush biscuit. Hey, there was one thing that came up. We were having a discussion after the game, and I know you won't be looking forward, but there's still some games to come against some of the lower-ranked clubs. We were having the discussion about managing players with high workloads. Now, without singling out Source Jacobs or others, is that something you think you mentioned the lower rotations that the club might look at doing?
Yeah, I'm certainly sure that's something the fitness staff will look at going forward, whether it changes anything or blokes sit out. You know, you mentioned whether it be experienced players like Jacobs that has a fair lot every single game throughout the year, or whether it's a young guy, for example, like Mitch McGovern, who's come in his first full season of AFL footy, and he's played every game so far. So the fitness staff have a fair gauge on that. They're always monitoring where the players are at physically and even mentally where players are at. So, yeah, they're probably in a better position to comment than I am, but it's certainly something they'll look at, no doubt.
Tomo, enjoy your 300th. You've been an absolute star. Two-time BNF and All-Australian in 2012. Now a 300-game great. You certainly are that. Hopefully a chapter or two to write. One of them is a winning prelim. Hope it happens for you, Tomo. Enjoy Saturday night Collingwood under the lights at Adelaide Oval, mate. Congratulations.
Yeah, good on you, fellas. Thanks.
Good on you, Tomo. An ornament to the game.
He's been outstanding. And the other thing that he does, he's fantastic with his time for the younger players. So about the two young Crouch brothers. And I know when Rory Sloane first came out, he spent a lot of time with Rory and Patrick, helping them ply their craft. So being very generous.
A remarkable career. Our guest, the big Tomo.